Yeah, for the last 5 years, we've been travelling around, myself and my partner. We've gone out southeast Queensland all the way out to St. George with the grapes and Stanthorpe with the apples, and then down as far as Tasmania with raspberries, and then back up in through Batlow and Orange with the apples.
And you say you've come across a number of backpackers who, when you mention your home region, Childers, Bundaberg, you get quite a strange reaction from them.
Yeah, there's a bit of a notion going around that's been passed on word of mouth that Bundaberg has been a very difficult place to work and make money. There seems to be a lot of things going on that aren't above board, i.e. holding onto passports and not paying pickers properly, that gets these backpackers stuck in these towns, unable to make enough money to get out.
So you heard this from foreigners working around Queensland, that there was already this issue with Bundaberg and that they were aware there was quite a significant problem there?
Yeah, well, the very first people that I travelled around with, one was from Sweden, one's from Portugal, and from Malta, and they were in Bundaberg, stuck in that problem. They couldn't make enough money to get out. The backpackers, they were holding off their money and just trickling enough out so they had to stay there and live. And I think some of them were earning $60 a week after all their expenses came out for 6 10-hour days.
And your family are local farmers as well. What's the impact of that Four Corners documentary and that story being told on the region? Does it reflect badly?
I guess in that instance, yes, it does reflect badly on the farms that were mentioned in that Four Corners episode. But, I mean, I'm sure there's a hell of a lot more people out there who are going through the same thing. But on the other side of the token, there's so many more farmers out there who are doing the right thing. So I guess it's a double-edged sword. You're always going to have that element of farmers and contractors who are going to rip people off. And it's just, how do you police that? Where do you go to start policing that?
As an Australian, did you find you were treated different by a lot of farmers compared to the foreign workers?
There was, to a point, yes, but coming off an avocado farm, I've always had a good work ethic, and as soon as I go in on the first day and start working, then they can see that I'm not there just to muck around. I actually know what I'm doing, and that's smoothed my way through a fair bit more. But I guess not really as such, just being an Australian, but because I've always been travelling with overseas and foreigners, so you can always get in with a group anywhere. There's enough work around.
It's a personal question, but how did your income, what you were paid for picking, compare to some of the foreign workers?
90% of the jobs I did was contract, so that all came back onto me. If I decided I'd have a slack day, then I didn't make any money. But overall, I guess I was probably an average to good picker. So being on contract, it's as long as you can figure out what the middle rate is, and as long as they're paying that middle rate fair, then you just got to stay above the board and away you go and make some money.
Jonathan, what advice would you give to a lot of people travelling around wanting to work on farms now and looking for employment?
Plan ahead. Plan 2, 3, 4 months ahead. Look for your work that's going to be coming up soon. If you're looking for work now, then you're already too late. You've got to get ahead of it.
Thanks, that's Jonathan. I'll let you get back to, it looks like you're doing a bit of pruning on the avocado trees here.
Pruning and picking is good fun.
I'll let you get back to that. I'll introduce your father, Tom Duncan. G'day, Tom.
How are you?
In an average week, Tom, how many people, how many foreign workers would you get asking to be employed here?
Oh, we've got a sign up on the road now because we're riding on the highway, so people know we're avocado farms here. So we're just inundated with people looking for work, you know, 2 and 3 a day sometimes. And we also have them on the internet. There's people, one of our biggest problems is that someone puts our name, farmers' names, on the internet as a workplace. And we get phone calls in the day, in the night, and just, you know, from people overseas. And the phone will be ringing day and night sometimes, people looking for work. And that's what I tell people when they come in here, that they travel to here thinking they've got work, and there's so many miles between each place that they've run out of money. And I think, and that's where the problem comes in a little bit, that they are just, a lot of them will take anything to get to the next place.
So a lot of the backpackers who contact you, would you say they're desperate?
Probably broke, more than desperate. But as my son just said, you know, the planning is it all, because they don't realise how much it costs to travel between each place. And that's where they become vulnerable, that they've travelled there 400 or 500 kilometres to another work area and they can't go any further unless they've got money. And this is where the problem comes in.
Tom, what's your take on the Four Corners documentary on Monday night on the ABC? What do you think the aftermath of that will be?
I think it's a sad indictment on our industry, and it doesn't reflect the real farming community. In every business anywhere, you're going to have people that are going to exploit people. And this time it looks like some of the farmers, whether they know it or not, with this employment agencies, they've sort of passed the buck over to them to do the right thing, and it looks like it's not happening the way it should be.
So you think the farmers should take a bit of responsibility for this and say, hang on, we're equally to blame?
Yeah, I don't know whether they're equally to blame, but I think it's pretty easy to ring up and order 20 or 30 people and then just pay someone and don't have that responsibility to who you got working for you. And this is what's happened over the years, that originally farmers used to employ people, and then they found out it was easier to just ring someone up and get 30 or 40 people there for so many hours instead of them chasing people up and then doing tax files and whatever. So they've left it to these companies to do it. So it's, and the companies, and some of these, and there's a lot of good companies out there as well. And it's just some of these people are just taking advantage of the system, and it's a very sad day that, you know, you just can't trust people these days.
Regardless of what happens from here in terms of government decisions, do you think farmers are now on notice, they're going to want to improve this because they think they're going to get caught out and get into quite a bit of trouble?
Yeah, it still goes back to this. I don't think there's too many actual farmers have been doing it. I think it's just more that what they're saying on the Four Corners is these employment agencies that are not. And this is where it goes back, that farmers are fairly well, you know, we're a resilient lot, and we can't afford to upset a lot of people because that's our income. But some of these people come in and they don't know anything about farms, and they're just taking advantage of that situation that the backpackers are in, that they need the money and they can see a way of making dollars out of them.
And Tom, just finally, the agriculture industry is a big part of your life here at Childers. Seeing those types of stories about your region on national news like that, what does it do for the reputation here? Does that upset you to see people talking about the region like that?
Yeah, it does, because, you know, we've got a lot of good farmers here. We've got some of the best soil in the nation, you know, irrigation. We grow any crops all year round, whatever you need, whatever you can think of. Childers, Bundaberg District, up Gingin, yeah, we've got a very good climate. And so we've got a lot of employment right through the year, from your tree crops right through to your vegetables in the ground, lettuce, snow peas, the whole work. So it's an indictment on the industry that's, like, some areas might only be certain times of the year with stone fruit and stuff, but this area is just a bowl of food, and it's just, you know, it's sad to see what happened, yeah, that's happening with some of the farms. And the people, I feel sorry for a lot of the backpackers too, because, you know, they work, they're not used to working. A lot of these young ones come out of their last year of school, they come over to Australia, they're going to have a holiday, they do a little bit of work before they go into whatever their chosen field is, you know, and to work their butt off from daylight till dark and then end up with, you know, nothing in their hand. It's a terrible reputation on Australia as far as when they go home, as far as, you know, what the world sees Australia, because, yeah, it's not a good look.